This is Health First with Dave Fuller, available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We're talking with Anthony Stephan, and we're talking about anxiety, depression, and mood issues. Anthony, you know, what was it that first got you interested in doing all this research that you've done over the years in terms of anxiety and depression and bipolar? You know, what was going on with you? You know, what got you interested in this?
Well, sadly enough, Dave, back in 1994, I lost my first wife, Debbie, to a suicide because of bipolar disorder. And she had taken a medication that really threw her out of sync in that sense, an antidepressant, didn't help at all. Her father took his life 16 years before she did. And at the time of her death, two of my children, Autumn and Joseph, diagnosed with bipolar affective disorder, one with rapid cycling. And I was literally losing my family, and I had to find an answer. And after taking them to psychiatrist after psychiatrist, and I'm not criticizing psychiatry, just trying to find an answer as a father, because I was losing my family, and I began to pray and search and fast and talking to everybody that I could about it. Got involved with some neuroscientists, got involved with some psychiatrists, some who had some ideas, and other people. It was like an amazing experience. Over a two-year period, the puzzle pieces came together, and coming out of that was a nutritional supplement. And those two children have been well for years and years. My daughter wrote a bestseller, a Canadian bestseller published by HarperCollins called The Promise of Hope. And we've now put over 200,000 people through this program. We have the largest database in the world, according to New York State University. And it's moving ahead. Right now, there's about another 15 to 17 studies in the blender that will occur over the next year. We've seen physiological changes. We've seen certainly mood changes. The 25 medical journal publications that are out there right now demonstrated that 16 different mental disorders were positively affected when people nutrated with this product called EMP, True Hope EMP. And it's done amazing things for people. And yeah, it's about nutrating the brain and nutrating the body.
Anthony, you mentioned that you know, your wife committed suicide after being on an antidepressant. How common is this, and what are some of the issues around antidepressants that make nutrition a better option for people?
Well, common enough that both Health Canada, Health Canada came out with an advisory on the atypical antidepressants. Those are the most common SSRI antidepressants, things like Prozac, Luvox, Zoloft, Seroquel, these types of medications. And they have a suicidal / homicidal warning that they can cause a certain percentage of the population to move into those areas where they have ideations in suicidal thinking or homicidal thinking. FDA went ahead and actually black box warned the products for suicidality, and they've indicated that people under the age of 18 should not be taking those medications because they've seen an increased risk in suicide. So not good, not good. I would always recommend the first course before you ever get on a medication like that is look at nutrition. Look at nutrating the brain and the central nervous system with a highly bioavailable form. And that's what we have here in True Hope EMP. It's had a profound effect.
Are there certain times in people's life where they actually have been shown to need more nutrition for the brain to get past these, you know, depression or anxiety or, you know, bipolar even?
Well, PTSD, when you go through a shocking, traumatic episode in your life, that can be caused from a divorce. It can. It doesn't have to be a war issue. It can be caused from a loss in your life. Let's say that you've had a job for the last 30 years and you're banking on that job to carry you to retirement and you lose that job. Boy, howdy, we've seen some terrible things in people's lives. And so when you're under stress, so is your neurochemistry. And we're all on the edge in the sense that we're not well nutrated. as a population. We're just not. That's well established in science now. And so if you're just on the edge and you have an episode that could push you over, that's when you need nutrition. Women that are going to give birth to a child, of course, that child is robbing the mother of much nutrition because the mother within her body is building bone and tissue. And that's all produced by nutrition from the mother. And so it leaves the mother in a very depleted form. We oftentimes see postpartum depression and even postpartum psychosis is becoming more and more common. But nutrition throughout the pregnancy can certainly prevent that in a major way.
Let's talk about people on medication and people wanting to come off medication. It's not advisable for people to come right off antidepressants, is it? You know, what's your experience with that, and what's the research you've done in that area?
Well, we've completed a lot of research in that area. I would never advise anyone to cold turkey their medications. They're going to get themselves into a problem. Some of those medications are addictive, and they'll go into a state of withdrawal. The benzodiazepines have proven that. Things like Ativan, Valium, Lorazepam, Clonazepam, these types of medications that they're using as sedative-type medications. Jump off of those, and a person will roll up in a ball into a withdrawal state. So we have a program at Micronutrient Support where we do assist people, and we work with their medical practitioners, and we've helped thousands and thousands of people with their doctors wherever possible to work through their medication issue. There are so many people who are free of the side effects of meds, and they're feeling better because they're on nutrition.
Are there times when people need to go on medication in your experience?
We've seen it. I mean, if you have someone that's become psychotic, we recommend that they have to get settled in. They've got to get them into a position where they can become more stable, and then we can begin to work with them with their medical practitioner.
Anthony, in terms of trends in mood disorders, what are some of the signs that, families should be looking for if they think that somebody in their family has a mood disorder and trying to break that cycle with nutrition? What steps should they be taking?
You know, one of the very first signs is restlessness and not being able to sleep at night. Whereas before they were able to sleep well, now they're not sleeping well. And pretty soon you begin to see them getting edgy. You might find with depression that they start to hide in the basement bedroom. You don't see a lot of them. There can be signs where they begin to self-medicate using street drugs, this kind of thing, to try and eliminate the pain that they feel mentally. If you find people are becoming agitated, if they can't deal with things that they normally could deal with, the normal rigors and the stress of life. These are the signs to look for. And at that point, you certainly want to do something before they do end up in a collapse. The number one cost, to tell you how big this is, the number one cost to our social medical system here in Canada and the medical system south of this is mood disorders, mental conditions. That's how big this thing is. It replaced cardiovascular disease about 25 years ago when cardiovascular was number one.
How come we don't hear people talking about it more?
They're ashamed. You'll go into the mall, you'll see an older gentleman pushing an oxygen bottle. He's visiting the mall, and he's got a canela, so you know he's got a respiratory condition, emphysema, whatever. You'll see somebody in the restaurant poking their finger to do a blood analysis because they're diabetic, and we're not ashamed of that. But you'll never see somebody put a sticker on their forehead saying, I've got a major psychiatric condition. We hide away from those things, and we don't deal with them. And that's a major concern. It's the biggest part of the medical industry out there. And yet it is something that can be stemmed very, very quickly by proper nutrition.
Anthony, we only have a couple minutes left, and I'm just wondering if you can take a minute or two and just summarize for people, give them a little bit of hope, and tell them about how nutrition can make a difference in their life.
Well, once again, 25 medical journal publishings, most of them in very esteemed psychiatric journals, have absolutely evidenced and proven that people that struggle with mood disorders can find answers through Empower Plus, this wonderful formula that came through this terrible trauma that my family suffered with when we lost my wife to a suicide. If you go to True Hope, you'll be able to actually read the story. You'll actually be able to get the product as well in retailers like Ave Maria. They have the product that's available for people there. We have so many people that have found hope. Over 200,000 people are now normal and not requiring medications on a daily basis because of it.
Anthony, thanks for coming on the show. It's been great having you.
Thank you very much. Nice to visit with you again.
That's it for this week. I want to thank Garrett and producers across the country that are making this show available to you. Thank you for listening. If you have any questions, go to our website. It's healthfirstradio.com. Send us an email, suggest a guest, and have a great, healthy week.